News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Television actor Jussie Smollett has been released on bond after posting $100,000 bail for allegedly paying two men $3,500 to stage a racially motivated attack on him last month. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Empire is filmed in Chicago. Assistant State's Attorney Risa Lanier says specific instructions were given to two brothers.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country."
Lanier says Smollett misled people into thinking the attackers were white.
This investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Smollett was upset with his salary.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say the allegations are outrageous, inconsistent with his character. I'm Ed Donahue.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he would consider closing the country's border with Colombia and would definitely shutter the border with Brazil. Maduro made the announcement in a televised interview shortly after a caravan of Venezuelan opposition leaders, led by National Assembly President Juan Guaido, departed for the Venezuela-Colombia border to receive humanitarian aid for needy citizens. Maduro said that the aid is a veiled attempt to overthrow his government. He said the goal of everything, military brothers, is a psychological war of attrition, of demoralization, to defeat, annul the will to work, the will of the Bolivarian National Armed Force, and the Venezuelan people to fight. That is the goal of psychological war. Guaido declared himself interim president in late January and is recognized by the United States as Venezuela's leader. This is VOA News. A U.S. Coast Guard officer has been ordered held without bail on drug and gun charges while prosecutors gather evidence to support more serious charges involving what they portrayed as a domestic terror plot. Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan was arrested last week. Police found several weapons, steroids, and several thousand rounds of ammunition in his apartment. U.S. Attorney Robert Herr said that the number of weapons recovered, put with the disturbing nature of Hassan's writings, reflect a significant threat.
The sheer number and force of the weapons that were recovered from Mr. Hassan's residence in this case, coupled with the disturbing nature of his writings, appear to reflect a very significant threat to the safety of our community, particularly given the position of trust that Mr. Hassan held with the United States government.
Federal prosecutors compiled what appeared to be a computer spreadsheet hit list on Hassan's computer. It included House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, as well as prominent Democratic political candidates and media members. Pope Francis opened a landmark Vatican conference on the sexual abuse of children by priests Thursday at the Vatican. As Gracie Jerome reports, he said the church would have to listen to the cry of the little ones seeking justice.
It's a global scandal that's rocked the Catholic Church. And while his predecessors have been accused of failing to properly address it, Pope Francis says the church must take steps to protect its most vulnerable members.
Ascoltiamo il grido dei piccoli.
We hear the cry of the little ones who ask for justice. The holy people of God look at us and expect from us not simple and obvious condemnations, but concrete and effective measures.
The Pope himself has said too much significance has been given to a meeting that cannot resolve decades of abuse in just 4 days. Regardless, it's seen as a key test of his leadership and could see the tide turn in the way the church handles abuse.
Gracie Jerome of Reuters. And the federal judge overseeing the criminal case of President Donald Trump's former political advisor Roger Stone on Thursday tightened a gag order against him and threatened Stone with jail if he violates it. Judge Amy Berman Jackson stopped short of revoking bail conditions for Stone, but she did order him not to speak publicly about the case related to the investigation of Russian election interference, address it on social media, or comment on it indirectly through surrogates. Stone had admitted to posting a photo of Jackson with a crosshairs near her head on his Instagram account, but said he did not originate the photo. Stone has pleaded not guilty to charges of making false statements to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.